Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Find It Out Friday, the end of the week. And we have Miss Tiffany with an eye coming on with us. But before we get started, let us wish Nature Queen Carmelita a happy birthday today. She is out there getting it together, chilling the champagne, setting up the mimosas. She's just going to have a good time. Let us wish her a happy birthday for our Nature Queen Carmelita. And, you know, a life lived without purpose or value, the kind in which one does not know the reason why one is born is joyless and lackluster. To just live, eat, and die without any sense of purpose surely represents a life pervaded by the life state of animals. On the other hand, to do, create, or contribute something that benefits others, society, and ourselves, and to dedicate ourselves as long as we live up to the challenge, that is a life of true satisfaction, a life of value. It is a humanistic and lofty way to live. And you know we're all humanitarians over here, and we're about education, unification, and collaboration. We'd like to welcome you in to Waking Up with Linda Maxine, and let's get started. Find It Out Friday.
Thank you.
That's right. Very superstitious. A lot of things are happening out here. I was noticing today, I heard that Will Smith resigned from the Academy. Okay, so we'll be looking into that. And, you know, eggs, fruit, meat prices are up in those markets. Mm-hmm. So are restaurant prices. Gas prices are crazy. And for the smokers out there, it's really, really, really not happening, okay? So we have Miss Tiffany with an eye on the line with us this evening. If you're hearing some vibration here, we're changing our technical ways of doing things. So kind of like bear with us here. Tiffany, are you with us this evening?
I am. How are you?
Tiffany, I am wonderful, and thank you. You know I get that appreciation and gratitude out there first before we get started. We appreciate you taking out time of your busy schedule, and it's the weekend, and I know you've had a horrendous day. I know I've had one, but we're smiling over here, and we're getting things done. So welcome in, and tell us what you found out today. Just give us, we're going to be short and sweet today because we have some events to attend later on this evening, so we have to get out. So we're going to be short and sweet. So what did you find out today?
That's a good question. It was just a really interesting day for me. I was, you know, I had appointments in the, you know, around the house as well. And so the whole day I was stuck, not stuck at home, but I was at home. So that was very interesting. So
okay.
I didn't get a chance a lot of time to find out any, not too much, but I did find this out. I did find out, this was yesterday, that they were thinking about taking his Oscar from him, which was,
okay.
So I think that the was on the table, if I'm not mistaken,
okay.
It was on the table. That was a discussion,
okay.
But, you know, that was sort of like rumor. Nobody knew that that was actually what was going to happen. But I just, when I got on the line, I heard you say that he's resigning.
Yes.
Is he resigning?
That's what I heard.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. So.
Wow.
We don't know. Yeah.
That's gonna
we
be
don't know what that's about. I'm sorry.
That's going to be interesting.
Very interesting. You know, like I said, you're out there, and we have so much that's going on out here. We just have to look and watch and try to dig into it, and hopefully everything works out for everybody. Sometimes things appear to be what they really are not. They're set up to do a certain thing. This is Hollywood, okay? And I just have my mixed opinions on it. I'll keep them to myself at this time and just observe and just pay attention on that. But I found out, you know, there's a program. It's called the Breathe Program, and it's through L.A. County. And they're taking in applications to pay families or persons $1,000 a month for the next 3 years. And it's sort of like a lottery pool. I don't know how they're going to do that. But you would go to lacounty.org and go to the Breathe program. And there's a lengthy application that you must fill out. And try to go for that, because whatever it is, it's going to help everybody, you know, and whoever gets it, it's going to be very, very helpful. So I found that out today, and I'm going back in and looking so I can get more information about it. But it's happening out there, because it's a lot of going on. You need to stay aware, stay observant, stay safe, continue to stay safe, but more so stay woke. W-O-K-E, keep those blood cells in our brain moving. Stay woke, okay? Do not get distracted. It's just a lot happening. Now, young adults are out there, and, you know, the educators are trying to do the best that they can, and people say the new normal. It is nothing normal about this. This is a new beginning, and everything is being done in a different way. And it's going to have to be done in a different way. And we just have to have perseverance and patience and the wherewithal to just roll with it. You know, life is like ocean waves. It's up and down. And we personally, our culture and our blood that flows through our body, you know, it's been, okay, it's just a different way of doing things. So We're going to continue to educate. We're going to continue to share and care. And we more so collaborate and love over here, because that's what it's really all about. So that's what I found out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was great. No, I think that, you know, even with the resignation, as we just heard or found out, I think as we have been talking about new beginnings, there are many, many new beginnings. And so we'll wait what comes, but I guarantee you something positive will come out of all of these situations. For everyone. So what that is, it's exciting because change is about new beginnings. So it's a very exciting time. Not to be depressed, not to be upset, not to be angry, but just to know that things had to happen for new beginnings to come. You can't create a new beginning in an old atmosphere. It just doesn't work that way. So now we have a lot of areas that are going to create new beginnings, because the old has to go. It has to go. So we'll be seeing some stuff coming probably in politics, where we've seen some of the old guard not doing what they would normally do, something different. And that's exciting. So, and the voice of the people will be even stronger. So it is midterm. We are in the midterms. We are, you know, voting for the next mayor. We're voting for the next senators of districts, congressmen and women. It is an exciting time. So this is really a time to, you know, gain knowledge and education and figure out what is best for you and your family. Again, it doesn't matter. It's not predicated on party. It's about the person who's going to represent the people. So yes. I found, you know, I find some things to be changing, and in those things that change, new beginnings come. And, you know, we've all put out prayers for something new because we could not stand to exist where we were. So, you know, you and I taught, you talk about the flow, the ebb and the flow, the ocean and the water. There is a cycle to everything. So embrace the change. Let's embrace the new beginnings, because they're not bad. We had to get to this point where we, you know, all that went away that was no longer serving our highest good. And so now we're going to be able to see change in a very positive way. Very positive. I'm so hopeful, Linda, right? No, but I know it's coming. I can see it. I can see changes that we haven't done in 50, 100, 200 years. That's how big these changes are. So, you know, not to lose faith or hope or anything like that, just, you know, look forward to the greatness, the newness, you know?
Okay. I like that. Look forward to
That's
the
what
newness.
I mean, from what I found out today.
Yeah.
So I just, I found out a few things, and those things that I found out, and especially with what you shared, and other things that I found out, there's going to be amazing things coming down the pipeline. And, you know, I really feel that this time around in our voting, that the people, the voice of the people is going to be heard, and it's starting. So because people are kind of fed up with what's going on, you know, but you can change it. That's the thing. We can change it. Remember, it's we the people.
Yes, the people. And I say all the time, you know, with all the, as they call it, they call them protesters, but I just call them voices expressing themselves and things that were happening, and people have to take to the streets, to the asphalt. The voice does the work. It really does. And when you find yourself in situations, because you might be outspoken, truthful, authentic, very, very honest, that persons that carry that type of personality, they're always trying to be silenced, but don't be silenced. You know, when we quit speaking, everything ends, and we must speak on things that matter. So this is something that has gone on since the beginning of time, and everything matters at this time, everything, because it is have affected everything. You know, it's not the food prices, the gas prices, the housing, the jobs, or system. Okay, so, yeah, if you don't think that you can speak up, or if you don't think that your voice is loud enough, just use that pen and pencil at that voting booth, okay? It's time to research. It's time to pay attention. And it's time to listen. Now, we know that sometimes people say what they're going to do when they get there, and they don't do that. Well, because we, the people, have put them in, and we, the people, can get them out. Always keep that in mind. You know, you and I, we come from that political back end. We have the front end and the back end of it. And it's always good to participate in both areas, okay, so that you could really, as you say, find out for yourself and what works best for you. And we're all individuals, but I'm in agreement with you. The voice of the people, I think, is going to help make the change. We're all change agents when we speak up and speak out and when things are said. But see, what does the job is the change maker, okay? And when you become a change maker, your skin is a little bit thicker and your voice is a little bit louder. And your sword is a bit sharper, okay? But keeping in mind, it's all for the good of humanity, and it's all for the good of the people. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, you got me revved up over here. We get in the front line.
I had
sometimes
to get revved up after the day, you know, that I've had. I was like, okay, let me just come out of it. It wasn't a bad day. It was just a, you know, a day of not knowing exact times when people would come, and, you know, they leave a window of opportunity for you, and they have to call after that everything is done and follow up on the follow up. So that major, but you know, I stayed home for that, which is great. I'm grateful. I am grateful. And then that was able, because I was at home, I was able to have conversations with people that I didn't normally or would not normally have. And then I found out some information. And so, yeah, because I think now the people that were actually fighting for the people or wanted to get out there for the people and change things, I think there's been a renewed sense of strength, if you will, to endure going and doing something again, you know. So I'll let you know, Linda, what that is, because I'm looking at the people, and I'm like, okay, the voice of the people has to be represented properly. And there are some very, very good people out there that are just people that want to represent people. They're not politicians. They're good people, understand what's going on in the community, who are willing to go to Capitol Hill to lobby for the good of the people. It's nothing major. It's nothing. This is not rocket science. It's just, you know, people representing people. And that's what we need. So I was excited. I had a conversation. I found out some of the people that are actually running in different states. And that kind of got me you know, a little excited about the future and revved up for the future, if you will. So I think it'll be good. I think this is a great time. I think it's a wonderful time.
Oh, it's always good, because as we speak, after every great evil, there's always great good. Okay, and you can call it what you want to call it, or put any kind of tag or label on it that you want to. It's a lot of evilness out here, okay? Nobody's perfect, but what it has done is opened up the eyes and people are waking up. And that's what it's all about, you know. Those things that you were told or those things that you were not told, it forces you to dig deeper. And what excites me, you know, I'm all about the youth, okay? And these young adults are not playing, okay? They're not playing. They're going through a lot, but they have the stamina and the resilience and the energy to do it. But they are seeking out there. They're seeking. So we, as storytellers and that have been around, you know, or whatever you want to call it, the old school, the new school, the now school, the whatever, the wisdom that we have to share, okay? We must share it. So we are the storytellers. So you just have to, when I give lectures and the young adults, and when I'm moving in person, I just go in the room and welcome everybody and say, if you don't want to hear this, leave, because I'm not going to repeat myself. And they look at me like I'm crazy because they really know, uh-oh, she's a different way of approaching. Yes, I am. I'm going to tell you this story so you can tape it, you can write it, you can sing it, you can dance it. But what I want you to do is remember it and pull it up when you need it. Take what you need and leave the rest alone. So that's what we are here. We are the pioneers of getting it straight, kicking butt, making the change. We are change makers. I put myself in that category. I've been a change agent all my life, but I'd like to make that change. And in order to make that change, you have to stand up like that redwood tree with a beautiful smile on your face and always remember to do it with love, okay? I looked at that incident as I was watching, and I couldn't really figure it out. In a way, I understood it, but in a way, I didn't understand it. And if your emotions are overrunning you, see, that means you're out of control. So it makes me stand in the middle and look at it a little bit different. It, to me, it's more to it than what we're seeing, and hopefully we'll find it out later on. But it's just something that's not quite gelling
there. Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. You know, because we all have all these dreams, and we've been contemplating on the time and praying about when is the time going to be where we can do these things that we've so desire to do. Well, guess what? The time is now. The time is now, because everything old is no longer. The new is coming in, and it's like a new breath of fresh air. Embrace it. You know, and another thing, and just real briefly, I found out, I told you about the great resignation, that people are not going back to work because they have found their passion. They've found their passion to do something in their own, with their own business or something, you know, different than doing a 9-to-5, whatever that is. And that is great. You know, that
well, they're bringing up the creativity.
Yes, they've
they're
taken
finding
the time.
Out their creativity.
Right. It's the pandemic. Figure it out. They figured it out and decided what really made them happy was to explore their talents that are within. So you're the benefit of money. I mean, but you have to be happy in whatever it is that you're doing, you know? So if you're not in a 9-to-5 job, you really not have time for you to do what you love to do. And the culture, everything has been setting itself up for people to do what they're happy about and passionate about doing. And all these things are true. So it's a wonderful time. I'm excited.
I'm excited. I stay excited. I move around. But what I've noticed that, you know, you have to remain calm and don't let stuff stress you out. So if no one's perfect, so if you forgot to do something and starts up something, just do it when you do it, okay? And don't worry about it because you know it's going to get done. But to rant and rave and stomp and jump, I didn't like how it went down. I didn't like seeing what I saw, but I was laughing. I say, now that's Hollywood, okay? That's the real deal here. okay, for whatever sparked it, however way it was done, it's real, okay? So when you try to put people in boxes and put them in categories and slot them in different places, I don't like how it went down at the time that it went down, but I enjoyed watching everything I saw up there. I just didn't like that because I really thought it was an act and a skit, but I was not there. And, you know, I don't have, there's income and monies there that you can do whatever you want to do, but it's going to all come out. And so when I heard that he resigned, I kind of like listened, you know, I listened about it because that's whatever they're doing, but it's still not all gelling to me. Now, Chris Rock was the bigger person. And it's paying off for him, okay? And listening to the gentleman that produced it, he said he really saved the night, okay, because of his action and how he kept going. Well, he took the high road, okay? But when you're dealing with an emotion, you're dealing with a feeling, and we don't know what has transpired up until that point, hey, nobody's perfect, okay? But I would took them behind that curtain, okay? Me personally, and
No, there's going to be so many things that come out of it that are going to be positive. Just you wait and see. You know, Oprah talked about the time when she moved from the news station. They put her on a talk show, and then she had the most successful talk show for 25, 30 years. You have Tyler Perry. He moved out of one position into another position, and now he owns his own studio. So things happen because it's time for bigger and better. So
yes.
That being said, it could be an opening for something that's bigger and better to come. But if you stay complacent where you are and comfortable in a sense, without being a little uncomfortable to seek the new, you'll always stay there. And you know what? I know both of them have great talent, and I know Will Smith has great talent. Everybody that has – the majority of people that have worked with him actually really love him, and he's a great person. So I can't wait to see what comes out of for either him or for Chris Rock or for anybody. I just – it's for me, like I said, I think I'm more excited about the news and – you know, the great come forth out of this. Because that's what happens. This is what happens in our normal lives. I mean, you know, you close, as they say, door closed, the other one opens.
Yeah, it was real. And people are human. And stuff happens, as I can say. And it could have went the other way, but it was something to watch. It gives you something to think about, and I'm with you. I'm hopeful on it, and I know something good is going to come out of it. And if nothing else, a lesson learned, and it's about educating, getting educated, educating yourself, and educating others. You know, so we have to continue to live and learn. But you know, I'm not. My opinion, one way or the other, you can't figure it out because you weren't there. But I'm just waiting. Put it that way, because
you wait and anticipate for the best thing to come because it's coming.
Yes.
It is because it's time for other people to come to the table to do other things and to do it. In a different way. Not taking anything away from what we've experienced, but it's time for others now to come to the table and do what they came to do on a very, very creative level. And that's where this is creation. This is how you create.
Here it is. Sure it is. And it's so funny. And I tell people about young adults, I say, you know what? I say, let them handle it. I say, you're going to see it get done real quick. It might be done in a different way, but it's going to get done. So I agree with you on that. Things happen the way they happen because, and then you cannot, like you say, remain too comfortable. You have to, that's why I say you stay woke, okay? You pay attention to everything and everybody, you know, not to the point that you, how can I say, get caught up in it, but you rise above it. You're always, you're never in it. You might be of it, but you're in it. So you
not in
you,
it.
You know, you're not in it. You rise
right,
above it,
not,
like
yeah.
deep. Yeah, you're of it, but you're not in it. So that means you're like sort of like looking down on it. You know, you're looking into it, but you're not right mm-hmm. in there in it. And then that's a good that's
right.
a good place to be. I'll use examples of the geese and how they make that formation of that bee, but how they fly. That geese behind the lead geese or the geese is in front, he's always a few inches above him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If they fly,
mm-hmm.
if you watch the formation, that's how they move out. They're never even. That the one behind, the next one is always a few inches above. So how what that's about, I don't know. I'm not a geese, but I know how they come together. I know how they connect. And if we could keep that bee in mind, meaning victory and victorious to me, and get up in the morning, and as Stephanie always shares with us, you know, with those affirmations, it's a lot of things going on. Donovan was on, and he was talking about the importance of parent participation in the classroom. He teaches the young mind.
Yes,
and
I have
he kind of shared. Yeah, he shared that, and, you know, as coming from the classrooms with the young mind, I was able to relate and kind of, like, understand, and now things are really, really different than where they were, you know, and especially when you are responsible, you have a responsibility. And I said, well, how do you control or out of control a student? Because it's always going to be one or two, sometimes three or four, sometimes the whole classroom. What do you do to calm them down? And he said the two important things. He said, I start with love and compassion. And that's what it takes. And that's what it takes for any situation. No matter what it is, you have to not get in it. You don't let anyone drag you in it. And because there's so much going on out here, and we have so many different things that we're going through, and we are individuals, you have to really remain to be of it and not in it, but understand it and be able to move with it with love and compassion. Because you got that, as Denzel say, this is your big moment. When that happens, the devil come, because you got everything coming after you. Energy is what it is. But you must keep yourself balanced so you don't fall for it. Because in times, there are people that live to create those type of scenarios. That's what they live for. That's what they're placed there for. But you and I know that obstacles, any obstacle, equals growth. Because once you get through it, you put another notch on
the
board.
Mm-hmm.
Put a knot, another knot. Well, Tiffany with an I, I see it. I strategize. I change it, and I complete it. I'm listening to you. I know you've had an exasperating day, and I'm going back to do some things that I have to do. That's why we're going to be short and sweet today. But it is Find It Out Friday, listeners, and we'll be back on Monday. Give you some things to be mindful of. We want to tell you to have a great, great, great weekend. Be safe out there. Be aware, but more so, stay woke. That's what it's all about. And light a candle with a smile. Pull the mask down if you're wearing them. Smile with your eyes. Because when you light a candle for others, it makes your path smoother, brighter, and lighter. Keep that in mind. And on that note, Tiffany, give us a word to send us out of here this evening to take us through the weekend, and we're going to go on to the next venture.
Just enjoy the moment. Enjoy this weekend. Enjoy the new things that are coming, because it's changing. The environment's changing. It's springtime. It's new beginnings. It's just a wonderful time, and I think we should, you know, as you say, rise above what is actually happening and connect with your higher self, or connect with, you know, whatever you call it, God, spirit, higher self, and really just stay present in the moment and enjoy it, because that's what life is supposed to be, enjoyable. You know, go out, the sun is shining, enjoy that. you know, yes, take the walks, go to the beach, do the things that, you know, make you happy. That's what I would say.
Yep, go shopping, go look. That makes me happy. You know, I'm my happiest when I'm looking at stuff, okay? That's my, I like to go shopping. Sometimes I go shopping just to go looking, but I like to be around colors and furniture and art. I love art. So it's time to go visit. The museum. I think that Van Gogh exhibit is still happening. I love Van Gogh. But to go and do what you have to do, and these are things that you can do alone. You don't need a big crowd of people with you. As a matter of fact, when I go to enjoy myself, to connect with my higher self, I really don't want to talk to anybody because I'm talking to my higher self, okay? So keep that in mind. You don't have to travel with a troop. As Tiffany say, enjoy and connect with your higher self and enjoy the things that you want to do, irregardless of what's happening around you. And on that note, Tiffany, I'm going to say good evening. And this is Find It Out Friday. And you're waking up with Linda McShann and Tiffany with the Night. Tiffany, we love you. Thank you so much.
We love you too. Thank you.
singing. Break it up with Linda.
You said it, girl.
Showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.